Listener's discretion is advised. Good evening to all the parties who are listening here tonight on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4. Now, we're going to start off with some holly jolly news. That's right. A new Christmas song. No, I didn't say a new Christmas song. I was supposed to say the old Christmas song has hit number one at the Billboard 100 for the very first time. Well, which one is it? Well, someone knows this one.
The new number one song in the United States, according to the Billboard Hot 100, is 65 years old, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee, which was released in 1958, is at the top of the charts for the very first time. Brenda Lee was 13 when she recorded this song, which is a 13-year-old named Brenda. It's insane. It's never been number one before, but for whatever reason, it is now. Now, Brenda Lee has a number one hit at 78 years old. It's nuts. I mean, between the president, the Golden Bachelor, and now Brenda Lee, old people are hotter than ever.
Well, once again, congratulations to Brenda Lee for her 65-year-old Christmas music, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, at the top of the Billboard Hot 100. And of course, hopefully people can keep listening to that until Christmas Day and stay on the top. Now, speaking of the top, none of these four Republican nominees, these four remaining nominees of the GOP presidential race, is going to probably lose to Donald Trump, who is once again a no-show. But where did they broadcast this final debate? Well, here was the answer.
Some more political news tonight in Alabama was the fourth Republican presidential debate. It aired on the CW network, which makes sense because it was 2 hours of people over 35 acting like they're in high school. These debates started on Fox News and NBC, and now they're on the CW. I'm hearing the next debate will just be shown on the little screen of a gas pump off the Jersey Turnpike.
Well, speaking of the debate, the fourth GOP debate did not go roll tiding. Instead, it went roll over your eyes like it had never been rolled before. Because there's a lot of rambling from Vivek Ramaswamy. And, of course, not only that, Ramaswamy did some fat shaming, body shaming, calling out Nikki Haley for being dumb, and then, of course, being swampy. Well, to get to that, in the Doomocracy 2024 segment of The Daily Show, here's the guest host of the week, Charlemagne the God, who will cover this fourth GOP chaos debate recap.
There was a lot to talk about in this debate, starting with Vivek Ramaswamy, millionaire businessman, and the guy who puts the dick in valedictorian. Over the last few debates, Ramaswamy has built up a bit of a reputation for being a world-class asshole. Yeah, and this debate was no different.
One thing that Joe Biden and Nikki Haley have in common is that neither of them could even state for you three provinces in eastern Ukraine that they want to send our troops to actually fight for. Look at the blank expression. She doesn't know the names of the provinces that she wants to actually fight for. The only person more fascist than the Biden regime now is Nikki Haley. Nikki, I don't have a woman problem. You have a corruption problem. And I think that that's what people need to know. Nikki is corrupt. This is a woman who will send your kids to die so she can buy a bigger house. Chris, do everybody a favor. Just walk yourself off that stage, enjoy a nice meal, and get the hell out of this place. Why am I the only person on the stage, at least, who can say that January 6th now does look like it was an inside job? That the government lied to us for 20 years about Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11. that the great replacement theory is not some grand right-wing conspiracy theory, that the 2020 election was indeed stolen by big tech, that the 2016 election, the one that Trump won for sure, was also one that was stolen from him by the national security establishment.
Okay,
that actually
thank
put
you.
Out the...
I didn't want him to cut him off. I want to know where Bigfoot lives, all right? Okay? This dude is up here spewing every conspiracy in the book. 9/11, stolen elections, replacement theory. He is right about January 6th being an inside job, though. I mean, the whole thing was orchestrated by the president. You can't get more inside than that, all right? And by the way, yeah. And by the way, going after Haley for supposedly not knowing three provinces in Ukraine just makes Haley seem relatable. None of us know shit about Ukraine. We just put that flag in our bio and call it a day. And when he told Chris Christie to go enjoy a nice meal, that was supposed to be a fat joke, right? I mean, it was definitely a more subtle fat joke than I expect from Vivek, okay? He's such an asshole, I figured he'd say something like, hey, Chris, if this president thing doesn't work out, don't worry. I heard they're doing an all-white reboot of Precious. All right? Or he could just hold up a sign that says, thick, okay? Thick, 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 all right? I'm just saying, if you want to be the new Trump, don't be subtle about it. And by the way, say what you want about Chris Christie. He was the only person on that stage who knew why Donald Trump getting reelected would be a giant problem for the country.
I'm in this race because the truth needs to be spoken. He is unfit. This is a guy who just said this past week that he wants to use the Department of Justice to go after his enemies when he gets in there. This is an angry, bitter man who now wants to be back as president because he wants to exact retribution on anyone who has disagreed with him. Anyone who has tried to hold him to account for his own conduct. Do I think he was kidding? When he said he was a dictator, all you have to do is look at the history. You want to know why those poll numbers are where they are? Because folks like these three guys on the stage make it seem like his conduct is acceptable. Let me make it clear. His conduct is unacceptable. He's unfit.
That, good for Christie. Good for Christie. Good for him. You got to give him his props. Got to give him his props. Although it does show just how out of touch he is with the Republican base. He's like, guys, Donald Trump is going to be a dictator. And the whole audience is like, we know. We can't wait. Okay? And Christie is right. Other Republicans should be speaking out against Trump's authoritarian aspirations, okay? Hearing someone say they want to become a dictator is like hearing someone say they want to start a podcast. You should be doing everything you can to stop him. Then, of course, there's Nikki Haley, who has recently surged in the first place among all the candidates who are in distant second place, okay? Although, based on this debate, I guess she doesn't think she needs the youth vote?
We really do need to ban TikTok once and for all. And let me tell you why. For every 30 minutes that someone watches TikTok, every day, they become 17% more anti-Semitic, more pro-Hamas based on doing that.
Hold up. TikTok makes you anti-Semitic? Elon must be shitting himself right now. Like, they're muscling in on my turf. For real, man. This is the weirdest stat I've heard since that one about eating 8 spiders a year in your sleep. How do they know that? Is someone watching me while I'm sleeping? And if they are, why aren't they stopping me from eating all these spiders? Right. Listen, Nikki, first you hated TikTok because of privacy concerns. Now you hate it because of anti-Semitism. Just admit it. You can't figure out how to go viral and you're jealous. Okay? All right.
Well, after that fourth and final chaos kids table debate, we'll finally know who is going to win, or as a lot of people will say, all will bow down to Trump because Trump will still have a lot of votes, even though Trump is a no-show, because he did held a town hall with Sean Hannity. And if you have missed that, well, we're actually going to get to that after this brief ad to the Why in the World is Donald Trump segment. So stay tuned, folks, on this Season 4 continuity on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff. Season 4! The fake promotional consideration is provided by the following.
From the
producers of The Golden Bachelor.
I'm going to meet the woman of my dreams.
Comes a new search for love. One downward dog looking for his forever mate. 24 barking beauties in the most dramatic doggone bachelor season ever. Who will get a rose? And who will get a bone? Will it be Daisy? Bella? An old comforter? A Roomba? His own bed? This man's head? A lazy boy recliner? A giant stuffed bear? This Lithuanian grandma? Or absolutely nothing at all? The fantasy suite is off the leash. The Golden Retriever. Love is a bitch. Only ABC.
See, that's why we needed the writer's guy.
And bye.
At ConocoPhillips, we drill oil in the most inhospitable places on Earth. From the baking desert to the frozen tundra. And when burning that oil causes the tundra to become unfrozen, we don't give up. We refreeze that tundra using giant chillers. And when burning the oil to power the chillers causes catastrophic hurricanes and flooding, we don't back down. We build a humongous impenetrable dome over our drills and move inside with all our money. Food runs low, but we don't quit. We turn to cannibalism, feasting on human flesh to keep on drilling until the Earth's destroyed and everyone's dead. But do we quit then? Yes, then I guess we quit. ConocoPhillips, maybe we didn't think this through.
Well, we do appreciate your honesty. It's just...
And we back, folks. Now let's get into that segment. It's a segment once ran by Stephen Colbert during Donald Trump's European tour called...
Why in the world is Donald Trump?
In this segment of Why in the World is Donald Trump is where we get to pick up where we left off on the Trump rage factor, as Trump has been getting to start even more angrier than ever before after the new memoir by Liz Cheney. Yes, and then some. So only Kimmel knows this one.
Speaking of cheeseheads, Donald Trump was up very late last night thumbing out a rebuttal to a story in the new book by former Congresswoman Liz Cheney at 12:56 a.m. He posted, "Crazy Liz Cheney, who suffers from Trump derangement syndrome at a level rarely seen before, writes in her boring new book that Kevin McCarthy said he came to Mar-a-Lago after the rigged election because the former president was depressed and not eating. That statement is not true. I was not depressed. I was angry. And it was not that I was not eating. It was that I was eating too much." That's why they sent Kevin in. For once, I believe him, by the way. I don't know. Why would he mention this? He can't reason. Whenever someone says, he has to say the opposite. He can't help it. Call him unstable, call him dumb. He says, "I'm a stable genius." You mentioned his crowd size was small. He says it was the biggest crowd in history. Say he wasn't eating. He says, "I was eating too much for no reason." I would like to have some fun with this and see what we can get him to contradict. Like I say, Trump looks terrible in women's shoes. And he's like, "No one looks better than Trump in women's shoes." When I wear pumps, people come up and they say, they come up with tears in their eyes, say, "Sir, we've never seen calves as sexy as yours." And he went on, he said, "But that's not why Kevin McCarthy was there. He was at Mar-a-Lago to get my support and to bring the Republican Party together, only to, well, in that case, file that under wasted trip, because Trump misspelled Kevin two times in one post. The guy who's constantly questioning Biden's mental sharpness cannot spell not only one of the most common names in the world, also the name of his co-star in Home Alone 2. Okay? His favorite son. was in Cedar Rapids on Saturday where he floated. It has to be one of his most nonsensical election notions yet.
In 2016, we just ran the whole East Coast of the country, and that made up for California, which I actually believe that if they didn't have rigged elections out there, if they didn't have all the paper ballots, you know, they send out like 36 million ballots, and nobody knows where the hell they're going to or coming from. But I think if you had a real election and Jesus came down and God came down and said, I'm going to be the scorekeeper here, I think we'd win there. I think we'd win in Illinois, and I think we'd win in New York.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, if Jesus comes down, you're going straight to hell. That's number one. It's no White House, no jail. Jesus is allowed. You're out. And number two, you have about as much chance of winning California and New York as you do of winning an ice dancing medal at the Olympics. Zero. These rallies of his, they've become like a professional wrestling event. Even Fox News had to break in this weekend to announce that what he was saying wasn't true. Every rally now, he complains about the election stolen. He says windmills are killing whales. He calls Chris Christie a fat pig. And then he closes with his signature female weightlifter routine.
He got the parents, the sisters, everyone's there so proud. This young girl, she's a weightlifter. She's a champion. They have a quarter of an ounce and a quarter of an ounce. She grabs it. Mom, I'm going to make you so proud, Mom. She's watching her. Then she gets down.
Clear codes again, will ya? And a scoop of that Metamucil while you're at it. When Jesus does come back, he's going to be so impressed by Trump's commitment to Christmas. The Orange Messiah has a lot of stuff for sale, including wrapping paper from his Never Surrender Christmas collection, featuring a mugshot photo, ironically taken moments after he did surrender for the tree. You can get a 3D replica of Mar-a-Lago. You can buy a mini faux gold Trump hotel. You can get a Cody Foster designed blown glass Donald Trump head, a handmade Trump Christmas stocking full of Slovenian Sudafed. There's a Donald Trump elf on the shelf. And don't worry, kids, if you do anything bad, he's done a lot worse. And finally, what might be the greatest Donald Trump gift of all?
Introducing the one and only original and newly redesigned Trumpy Bear. Trumpy Bear's thumbs up let everyone know he will always be there for you. Just find the secret zipper and pull out the American flag themed blanket and show your patriotism by proudly displaying Trumpy Bear in your home.
Wait, what comes out of the secret zipper? Because it's you know, if you buy two Trumpy Bears, you get his son Cocaine Bear for free.
Tell you what, the way Trump mocked women on the weightlifting segment is probably the same sound Donald Trump made when he had sex with three wives and probably Stormy.
All right, settle down, entire planet, settle down.
Thank you, Mr. Chris Wallace. Now, in that same week, President Trump held a town hall meeting on Fox News with his friend Sean Hannity, and he said, well, you know what? Let Jimmy Fallon handle this one.
Speaking of Trump, last night he participated in a town hall hosted by Sean Hannity, and at one point Hannity asked Trump a pretty simple question, and Trump had a very interesting answer. Watch this.
You are promising America tonight you would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one. He's going crazy. Except for day one. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, other than day one.
not great when a presidential candidate has big dictator energy. Do you know what I'm saying? I have a feeling on day two, Trump would be like, sorry, folks, it's just like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop. But anyway. Hannity also asked Trump about his legal troubles, and once again, Trump had an unexpected response. Check this out.
What's happened to us, again, has never happened before. Over nonsense, over nothing, made up charges. I often say Al Capone, he was one of the greatest of all time, if you like criminals.
Sure, who doesn't? Nothing puts a country at ease like a presidential candidate describing Al Capone as the greatest of all time.
He was the GOAT. I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer was great if you like serial killers. Jeffrey Dahmer was good.
Well, I read that in Trump's upcoming election interference trial, federal prosecutors are planning to use his own words against him. And Trump wasn't too happy to hear that. They'd been using his exact words. In fact, he just issued a statement about it. And I have it right here. It says, how dare the corrupt prosecutors use my own words against me? All of my quotes should be completely anonymous. Or as he calls it,
anonymous.
He said, it's un-American and shouldn't happen in the United States. Or as he calls it,
the United States.
This wouldn't be allowed in other countries like Namibia or Thailand. Or as he calls them,
Nambia.
Or
Thailand.
I simply can't be prosecuted for things I did in the White House, which is a legal sanctuary. Or as he calls it,
stinksanctuary.
In conclusion, Merry Christmas, everybody. Or as he calls it,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
There you go. Well, let's see how it goes.
Well, at least a lot of people know that it's not just day one that Donald Trump's going to be a dictator. It's probably revenge time, or as Trump would probably call it, this revenge tour. And he said he was going to punish enemies and pardon his allies again. Well, a lot of allies. He already pardoned some of his allies anyway, but still, he'll be channeling his inner King, King Tut. Yeah, King Tut. I should like to say that. King Tut. And now we shall see what happens. But after this brief ad, we're gonna listen to a Christmas parody that was by Bob Rivers, of course. Probably like to call it the 12 Pains of Christmas, but oh, I just already spoiled you. But anyways, stay tuned for that one on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff Season 4 right here in the month of December, folks.
What is the essence of a cowboy?
The aroma of masculinity.
Manure, the scent of the open range.
Fertilize your senses.
Manure.
Life is a ride, so giddy up.
Manure.
I can smell you on my clothes, and only one thing can get rid of you.
Manure.
One spritz will take you to the rodeo. I keep my secrets in my boots.
Manure.
I dream of you, but I can't wrangle you.
Manure.
Everywhere I go, there I am.
Manure!
Manure, the new scent by Blake Shelton.
Do not wear Manure if you're operating heavy machinery or farm equipment. Manure is not safe for use near livestock, small children, or tall adults. Do not spray Manure directly on skin. Manure is not available at any store near you and is approved by no one. This ad has been paid for by Blake Shelton.
And we we back, folks, on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff. And since Christmas is just around the corner, let's listen to a Christmas song, but more than just a Christmas song, it's a parody of itself. People are struggling to find Christmas stuff to celebrate Christmas, which means Christmas for them is a pain in the ass. And what better way to put it than this parody of the 12 days of Christmas called The 12 Pains of Christmas with Bob Rivers. So here it is, folks.
The first thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me, 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
thanking my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
Oh, I hate those Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
the Salvation Army,
thanking my in-laws,
5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez,
I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing up those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blanking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Chase, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out. And finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Oh my God, those are
charities.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even know half-faith people.
Oh, who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight, I'd love you.
And finding a Christmas tree. Twelfth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
singing Christmas carols,
still TV special,
batteries not included,
no parking,
charities,
gotta make them dinner,
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights.
Well, folks, that was the parody of 12 Days of Christmas called The 12 Pains of Christmas with Bob Rivers. And now after this brief ad, we wrap up this Saturday night episode of this three-episode weekend right here on this season 4 continuity of Random Stuff. Closed captioning for this podcast is brought to you by the following.
Hey fellas, want to turn your short-range missile into a long-range rocket? Then you gotta try this magic pill. Introducing PIMS, the only ED medication personally approved by Kim Jong-un. Tested by top doctors. And backed by trustworthy foreign investors. PIMS, take it or you go to prison.
There you go. Interesting, right?
And bye.
Have you found yourself in a little hot water and need a way out? Let George Santos help. Introducing the Santos Diversion Baby, the perfect tool for deflecting unwanted confrontation.
Damn it, Sandy, are you eating my yogurt again? Enjoy.
Here's how it works. When you're in trouble, simply contact Santos Diversion Baby, who will then overnight you a baby. When you're done, place it in the provided self-addressed box and mail it back to George Santos. It's that simple.
Before you're sentenced for triple homicide, would you like to make a statement?
Oh, not guilty.
Santos Diversion Baby. Warning, we have no idea where George Santos is getting all these babies.
Well, folks, that is it for this Saturday edition of Random Stuff. Be sure to tune in tomorrow to wrap up this 3-episode weekend as we conclude, or continue, actually. We're going to continue season 4 until we finish in the month of January of 2024 to begin the spring semester at Fresno State. But until then, good night. And big balls.